Mark and Lisa are just coming back from a mission trip. As a matter of fact, they would have shared with us last week, but our youth were coming back from a mission trip, and they shared. And so I'm just going to give them a chance. They went to Ireland. As you can see, their shirt says Impact Ireland. And it was a really great mission opportunity and where they served. And Lisa, I'm just going to ask you, this is your first time going on anything like this. And so if you'll step up to that microphone so we can hear you, and if you'll just tell us what God taught you through this.
This was a big deal for me. I was raised in the Bible Belt. I've been a Christian since I was a little girl. And just to be able to go on a mission trip, was scared to death. So I just know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is faithful, that he met us at every place that we needed him to be. A week before we had left, I had surgery. We're a blended family, so we had my youngest daughter and his oldest granddaughter, so they had never been together. Going all the way to Ireland, not knowing what the accommodations would be or the eating arrangements. But every time anything happened, it was just better than we could have ever expected. And there was a moment or two in the... We worked with kids' clubs, and I loved that, and we were active and moving about. But there was a moment at the end of the second week that I was doing administrative-type things with the paperwork for the children, and I was in my... That's what I do best. And I was in my mode, and this lady, an older lady, a grandmother, came up to me. And I was asking her questions about her grandchildren and signing them in. And we'd been singing this song all week about one plus one plus one equals one. And in the course of the song, and so she asked me, she said, can I ask you a question? And I thought, well, sure, anything about this paperwork. And she said, how many gods do you believe in? And it was at that moment that the world stood still, and I knew I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, and God is faithful. And the words just came out of me. No preparation, no rehearsal, but do you believe what you believe? And can you speak it? And I was able to express, you know, share the gospel with her that, yes, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost is one God. And she was Catholic, had been Catholic all her life. And so it was just a great confirmation to me that God is faithful, that he meets me every time, everywhere I'm at any moment, and that we're doing what we're supposed to do, and that is to spread the gospel to unbelievers.
Well, that's good. That's really good. And, you know, isn't it interesting how God is always trying to take us out of our comfort zone a little bit further? And he's moving for us to be able to see beyond the work that we're doing to the work that he's doing. And to be able to hear God say, stop. This is why you traveled here, to have this conversation. And then to know that even though you feel unequipped for it, that God has already equipped you to share what's in your heart. And that's great. Mark, I'm going to just ask you, we've been friends, of course, for, you know, many, many years, you know, Mark, and I know the same for Lisa, too. Maybe Lisa's first time on a mission trip, but she sees herself as a missionary. And I've been with Mark and watched him reach out to people and to kids that we coach together and be involved in their lives, influencing them for Christ for many, many years. And you've been on many mission trips. But I want you to just share with us what God taught you in this one.
Well, I need to correct what I said to you before about Ireland. I talked to you about how disappointed I was in the Irish church, the evangelical church. We were in a wonderful evangelical Bible-believing church. And the greatest thing about that church was they actually have a plan that they are following to reach their community for Christ. We did kids clubs because during all of our training, they kept saying the Irish are big on relationships. So it means street evangelism is not, you know, you've got to have a long-term relationship. And that's what the kids clubs did. I was not thrilled with kids clubs. I've raised my kids. I'm raising my grandkids. And, you know, my days are numbered. But, you know, fruit. We got fruit, and our shirts say Impact Ireland, and that occurred to me as I was watching. You know when you throw a stone in water, how the waves just keep rippling? Well, it's like Lisa sharing about the Trinity to that lady that asked the question. There was a young Catholic school teacher that my granddaughter and I got to do some street evangelism, and we talked to her, and they said the hardest thing about sharing the gospel with an Irish Catholic is that you can't get them to believe they're sinners. She told me right off the bat she knew she was not a good person and that she had some sin issues, so we were able to walk through the whole thing. So she now has the gospel. I gave it to her. I told it to her, then I gave it to her. I would tell you her name, but I asked her three times, and it was some Irish name, and I can't get close to it, so that's as good as I got. But I just like the idea that the Irish church that we worked in had a plan of how they were going to reach their world. And it was, as you talked to the pastor, it was something that they had thought out and that they're testing. And the number of their small church, this would be a huge, this may be the largest church in Ireland. If you, this church was transplanted over there, this may be the largest church. I mean, we're talking 30 or 40 people was a normal Sunday morning service. And they probably had, I don't know, 5 to 10 people per day that were coming and going on mission with us during the working week. I was just amazed at how committed they were to following their evangelism plan and how they integrated us into that ministry.
And that's, it's an interesting thing. He's been to Ireland before, but it's just interesting how the church is not the building. And when the church sees itself as the building and it sees itself as activities and stuff, it can be really spiritually dark and dead in that building. But he can go over there and all of a sudden find a group of people committed to Jesus Christ and committed to letting the love and light of Christ shine through them to reach a lost world. And all of a sudden his whole view of Ireland is turned around with the association of a few people. And I thought that was interesting when he says you can turn around and you can look on the back of our wall. That's our plan for evangelizing the world. The same one Jesus had. When John pointed and said, there's the Lamb of God. And they came and they said, where do you live? And he said, come and see. And our plan is to gather together to grow in Christ, that we might go to the world so that we might gather more people in who can grow in their understanding and knowledge of Christ and hopefully come to a relationship with him and be filled with his love and go out to get more. And that's what we do. We add people one relationship at a time. So let's just pray. Father, I just thank you that you're always at work, even when we don't see it. And Mark can go over and spend time on mission trips in Ireland and not see you working, but you're working. And if he gets in the right place, all of a sudden he sees the power and the glory of what you're doing. He sees the committed hearts. He sees the work that you're doing behind the scenes. And Lord, you're doing that work everywhere. You're speaking to people who need to hear your voice. And we thank you, Lord, that you spoke to us. We thank you that you opened our eyes to see that Christ died for us. And we want to know your love more and more, and we want that love to spread through us to others. In Christ's name we pray, amen.